What are you gonna do?
Last Baron.
Okay.
Which is straight up 13 minutes long. Just like with chock full of goodness, you know what I mean?
And people have been wanting another epic, I know. But you know, that's another thing. You don't like intentionally write a long song, or intentionally write a short song. Well, maybe you intentionally write a short song. I don't know.
The Last Baron is about exactly what it says. The Last Baron, the last dude who flew that red airplane with the, you know what I mean, with the scarf and the goggles.
About the Last Baron, and it's like that's definitely our epic song. I guess it has to be epic if it surpasses 13 minutes and 13 seconds.
The Last Baron. The other one was the Lost Baron. This is the Last Baron.
That was one of the very first songs we were putting together. And I just remember we kept trying to get it into something that sounded like a song, because it was just like riff, 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 riff. Like 10 riffs in a row, and it was like 12 minutes. We need to make this sound like a song instead of like, you know, 10 riffs in a row. So we spent a lot of time trying to rearrange stuff. Everything was going by so fast in that song.
Acoustic intro and endo.
Kind of like the last stand, you know, the journey home, and you know, it's a borderline, like you could collapse from exhaustion on your final journey somewhere, your journey home. You know, you could collapse from exhaustion, or you could muster up one last ounce of energy, make it to where you need to go, and prevail, and that fine line between victory, you know, or defeat.
Yeah, it's got a great guitar break. It's like, down, 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 down.
I think in The Last Baron, I'm able to kind of go nuts, you know.
We just did bells and whistles on The Last Baron. Some congas. All this stuff kind of blends into the background. You know, you don't put like up front or anything. It just kind of sits in there and it's barely noticeable, but just enhances the listening experience.
So I really wanted a long, like, proggy, you know, like some crazy, like, impossible thing to do.
Yeah, for like drumming wise, and The Last Baron is like some of my favorite drum work that I've ever done, you know? There's a few beats in there.
The Last Baron does have some progressive moments where on the first listen, it's definitely a, you know, whoa, what are they doing?
But I needed this really big song to put around it, you know what I mean? So the first thing I came up with for The Last Baron was that middle part where it's like, that super proggy part and crazy, like just insane, basically. I came up with that first and I was like, I got a problem here. I got something to go around all this stuff, so.
Part that comes up is kind of like a crazy, like a trumpet, but a guitar playing the trumpet part, kind of like a Frank Zappa kind of. of feels like someone, some alien has kind of dropped that right in the song. Yeah, definitely some more funk going on, like.
And musically, within the song, there's so many parts and so much going on that it's really all over the place.
Yeah, you can dance if you want.
You gotta be able to move people. You gotta get them up out of their seats and get them booty shaking.
It would make sense if that was the last song on the record, because it's got this long final journey home, farewell type part with Brent playing this great solo across the end of it. Sounds real pretty.
It's the last solo. About Hendrix's tone, like how is it so awesome, you know what I mean? Stuff like that fucking pedal, it's a toolbox, it looks like a fucking lunchbox.